Dalton so badly wants to be you, Asa.
Who doesn't? Other than everyone.
It's like,
oh god.
It's like Dalton, and then Salty Dalty, and then the final form is Asa.
You still have Zoidberg. You all still have Zoidberg. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into. I did the same thing you did the first time. For tuning in to another episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Your host Shannon Young is here. He's feeling a little under the weather. His voice is running from him like it's on bullfit.
Yeah. My voice just lost to
Alex Riley,
A-Rye, who made a big return tonight on NXT. Hey, what's up, Podzilla fans? That's as loud as it gets. Well, this is the second intro we've done. I forgot to plug in the microphones for the first one. That's all that needs to be said. All right, quick. We're going to run through the list today because I already just did this big intro for everybody a second ago.
Also, the Dork Knight, Dalton Manch, is here, as well as the producer, Allie. Welcome again.
And Asa Gray.
Five-star man himself.
Yeah. All right. Now, just because I'm so close to the mic, nobody else has to do that. Remember that. I have to be this close because I'm dying.
But we all have to follow. We all have to do what you do. You are the.
You're our leader. King.
I think it's a little unfair that when Jesse Kimball gets sick, he gets that great deep voice. And I sound like John Laurinaitis.
People power.
People power. All right.
Oh, chills.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Hopefully, we got the technical issues worked out. I'm not going to talk very much because you wouldn't know it was me if you were listening. I am Shannon Young, Mr. 100. I'm on my deathbed. This will probably be my last show. I got throat cancer from eating bad pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Can we
ESPN.
Sports Center.
I got that from It's Always Sunny, though, so it's okay. I get a pass on it. No?
You do?
Yeah. All right, let's kick this off with the big news of the week. The Royal Rumble was Sunday. And it was a good show.
It was.
Bad ending. Asa.
Just the worst ending.
Walk us through the Royal Rumble while I sit here quietly.
If I would have known that, I'd pulled up the actual card.
So,
the show itself was good.
Yeah, the show itself was great. The Kalisto-Alberto Del Rio match was amazing.
Botchmania.
No. I mean, the one really bad one where Kalisto tried to springboard off of Alberto Del Rio's back.
And he almost died.
And yeah, it looked like it was one of those things where everyone watching just was like, sharp gasping, like, please move. Is he gonna move? Did we just watch someone break his neck?
It was scary. It was one of those moments where you're waiting for the X to pop up.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay Lohan at a party.
Jeez.
Topical reference.
Sorry.
Nailing it. It's about time someone brought her down a peg. She's had it too easy this far.
She hasn't had lawsuits. No, whenever, after that happened though, Kalisto, like, whenever close to the end of the match, tried doing that Hurricane Rana and just whiffed it hardcore.
Yeah, I mean,
I was starting to get really worried about him at that point.
There were a couple times in that match that it could have looked better, could have gone better. But overall, it was really entertaining, really fast paced, high energy. And I'm wrong because I thought that was the opening match. It wasn't the opening match.
Nope.
The opening match was the Intercontinental Championship Last Man Standing between Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens.
Which is another great match.
Great match. Brutal. Just brutal.
And I love how Kevin Owens sold it later on in the Rumble.
Right.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they hit there was no question or like stones left unturned in that match. They did everything correctly. Like they set up the two tables and then let it go for 10 minutes. I completely forgot the tables were there. And the second Ambrose sprung up and
shoved him through.
Yeah, that I completely forgot that happened.
It's called setting the bar, Dalton. That's why I introduced Asa first.
What? No, it's called a payoff is what it's called. Setting the bar would just be, it was just a good match.
So the match was good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I do, it does kind of feel like the end of, like, that's pretty much all that the two of them can do.
Yeah.
I had a theory of after the Royal Rumble, or like during the Royal Rumble, but it, after Raw, it kind of went away. So they could still, I feel like they'd do another multi-man match for the IC title at WrestleMania.
I could have sworn after seeing AJ Styles get thrown out and by the way, we're going to talk about AJ Styles, of course. I've seen AJ Styles get
thrown out. Who's that?
Vince, what are you doing here?
Being a douchebag.
I don't know. I thought they were building towards Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, the way it happened.
Yeah.
But I'm probably wrong.
Especially him. Welcome to WWE. Toss.
Yeah. Otherwise, on the Royal Rumble, the tag match was my second favorite match because it's the New Day.
So good.
And New
Day
rocks.
That finish, though.
Oh. The big ending?
Yeah, where Big E catches Uso number one coming off for the splash and dropping him with the big ending. So good.
That was pretty brutal.
Also, I mean, I would say the biggest debut of the night from the Royal Rumble was Francesca 2.
Now, why did they introduce that?
Because Chris Jericho, the monster has been that he is.
He's just a father. He heard some noise and didn't like it.
Attacked Francesca, the Xavier Woods' trombone on Raw. Killed her. You can buy the shirt. 2015 to 2016. R.I.P.
I like Xavier Woods' explanation that a brother's got needs.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, so he brings out a new trombone. Francesca too.
Maybe completely out of gold. As they say.
The same gold that they build their tag dynasty on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're that good.
Which, and it, again, this really kind of felt like a match that could have been the end of a feud. But it was not, because again, on Raw, that they just kind of keep it going.
Including the cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
But not Roman, because Roman doesn't give a shit about the Usos.
This is the first time I've seen it, but I really loved the backdrop for the New Day when they came out.
Oh my god, that was
fantastic. With the rainbow, yes. And like the card. It looked like that.
It looks like Whimsy Shire from Diablo.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Diablo 3. Yeah. Oh, so good.
So that was great. It was a great show. Did the Wyatts have a match? No.
They were in the Rumble. Yeah. And then Charlotte and Becky Lynch. Also a really good match.
Yeah, every match on that show was good.
Which
was the best thing.
They actually gave them time to wrestle. They told a really good story with Ric Flair trying to interfere. My favorite part of that being, you know what that feud needs? Sexual assault.
Yes.
Because Ric Flair grabs Becky Lynch by the head and forces a kiss onto her.
At least.
But he's kooky old Ric Flair and he's a kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing.
I'll say, in their defense, at sexual least they did have that explanation where they said he is a kiss stealing, you know, it's part of his character. At least they tried to cover it. They're trying to cover rape. You can rename WWE like Duke University at this point.
Oh, jeez. Snap.
Good reference. Nice pull.
My throat's not there, but the brain's still working. And I think that was just the Rumble itself, wasn't it?
It was all the championship matches, and then the Royal Rumble.
Now, I've said before that the Royal Rumble was always my favorite show because I love the match, I love the gimmick. What did you think about the Royal Rumble this year? Did it live up to the hype, or was it another disappointment for you guys?
The match itself was great. One of the things that I don't know if we really talked about while we were watching it, but they didn't rely on any, like, former stars.
Like a couple years ago when
JBL,
they had everybody.
Yeah. And it was especially considering how much of their roster is hurt right now. The fact that it really kind of shows how good the roster is. I mean, sure, there are people coming in that you're like, okay, they're just going to get eliminated immediately. But
I think there was only one guy from NXT and one surprise entrant. Everybody else was WWE guys.
Yeah.
Of course, the NXT guy was Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. Which was a cool moment because Zayn came out, laid the boots to Owen.
And it really shows just how Owens is feuding with everyone. Like, remember in NXT when he was feuding with John Cena, he was feuding with Finn Balor, he was feuding with Itami, he was feuding with everyone.
Yeah.
And now it's still kind of, he comes out limping, selling the huge match he had with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose comes out, he reacts like, shit, now I gotta fight this guy again. Sami Zayn comes out, he can't believe it.
Now, that was awesome storytelling, just in that, like, the 10 seconds it took Zayn to get to the ring.
Yeah.
Owens' face is just like, I'm about to kill this motherfucker.
Owens' face and Zayn's. Like, even if you Zayn's reaction was he was ready to fight. He was ready to go.
The best payoff they could have had to the Zayn-Owens feud. Mm-hmm. That it should have lasted longer, but unfortunately Zayn got injured.
Yeah, I don't agree with that being the best payoff, but, like, it's a great way to reintroduce that story. Like if they bring that story onto the main, I don't think they will because the big news from NXT, Sami Zayn looks like he's sticking around down there for a while.
Right.
Which we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Rumble itself was, I really enjoyed it.
There were no
part really felt like it was dragging.
No.
Yeah.
Everything was pretty brisk. I mean, there were a couple parts of it that I was like, are you kidding? They're doing this.
But I think a big part of that was, and maybe it was just because we were so excited because number 3, AJ Styles.
Right.
the big debut of the Phenomenal One. It was a legit surprise to me because we had talked about him maybe being there.
Right. You and I both said that we thought he would just be on Raw.
Yeah.
I flat out said that he wasn't going to be in the Rumble, and I was wrong.
I thought that debuting him at the Rumble would be a waste because there's no way he's going to win it. Unless he wins it, it's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you think they wasted his first shot appearance?
Kind of, only because I don't like – if someone's going to have a huge debut like that, I feel like they shouldn't lose. Which, I mean, in getting eliminated in the Royal Rumble isn't, you know, that's not like a loss. Like, if you look at the record books, like, they don't count Rumble eliminations as losses. But at the same time, like, you really, you know, it...
Do you know who, like, the last person I can really think of that had a Royal Rumble debut was Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he had a really good year after that.
He did. And I thought, I mean, AJ Styles went 20 minutes, I think, 25 minutes.
He was in there for a while.
He lasted a long time. Got a couple eliminations and went toe to toe with Roman Reigns. Went toe to toe with the big guys,
Chris Jericho, yes. Kane. Like, so, how many times were we like, "Oh my god, he's going to be wrestling that"? He's in the same ring as so many amazing.
Well, I was sitting by Jesse the whole time, and like every like minute and a half, I just slap him and be like, "AJ Styles is in a WWE ring with," and he was just like, "I know, buddy." And I was like, "You don't understand how big of a moment this is."
Huge reaction when he came out too. Biggest reaction of the night.
Huge problem I have with it.
What's that?
Yeah.
Go back and watch it.
Oh, the camera angle, right?
The camera focused on Roman Reigns' fucking what?
They actually confused face. An alternate angle on WWE.com,
which was way better, but still too much fucking Roman.
Yeah,
like we get it. Roman's the guy, and he has to react. But if you watch the alternate one, imagine if it would have done just a picture of the. It was just the Titantron where it says "I am," and then Phenomenal fades in.
Right.
And then he comes out, and you hear the crowd reaction was huge.
I think I heard the crowd reaction before I saw AJ Styles.
You did, yeah. Because you saw Roman Reigns.
Right.
You see him standing in the ring just looking confused.
Now, Allie, you don't know who AJ Styles is.
Not really.
Okay.
She did. She was in the Jackson Storm when we watched the Nakamura match.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
What did you think about AJ Styles' debut? As a non-specific wrestling fan, you're not a huge fan. You watch it with the guys. Did AJ Styles impress you in his debut? Did you go, "That guy looks like a star," or was he just another body in the Rumble?
I mean, my opinion might be influenced by how excited I saw everyone.
Which was all of us screaming and jumping up.
And by all of us, you mean me, you, and Dalton. Because I don't think anyone else.
The people who actually knew what wrestling was.
Zach
did too.
But I think, with as much as I know, he was in there for a long time, and that's impressive in itself. And so it was a good start for...
And followed it up on Raw with, we'll talk about it in a second, but a big victory over Chris Jericho. But the other big thing from the Rumble... Oh, sorry.
Well, and the other thing, someone on Reddit posted they recut Chris Jericho's WWF debut with The Rock in the same way that it was the AJ Styles debut. So it's just The Rock standing in the ring looking confused as you hear his music going. And then they finally cut to Chris Jericho as he turns around. So you didn't get any of the countdown. You don't get the Titantron. You don't get the pose in the background. It's just like, oh, wow, that's really terrible television directing or producing.
Now, I will say I would have loved to have seen I Am and then Phenomenal. But the way it still happened, even with like Roman's
and you just see him walking
and
in.
And you just see him pose.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, it still like gives me a little bit of a chill. So I'm like, I screamed like a girl when it happened.
Yeah,
it was exciting. It was like when Sting came out at Survivor Series. It was just like, whoa, I can't believe this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was a technical error? Or do you think they did that on purpose?
Little column A, little column B. I read somewhere that part of their production team actually ended up getting caught like in New York with the blizzard, so they actually didn't make it down to Miami. But I don't know how accurate or how much of an impact that had.
Yeah, and it only takes one person to fuck.
And honestly, it really, like, the fact that the camera stayed on Roman too long doesn't really sound like an accident.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I'm not there, and I don't know enough about television production. I just know what would make a good shot, and they did not go with that.
Yeah. You don't know the technical terms, but you knows what you likes.
Right.
Yeah, and I have an issue with the way Roman reacted to AJ Styles coming out, because Roman should have been a lot more freaked out. Like, he should have been, like, acting like he saw a ghost.
I mean,
AJ Styles, like, he acted kind of surprised. But I'd have been freaked out if AJ Styles was coming in, because they're saying that this is a 15-year veteran who has wrestled all over the world.
And they mentioned that he's former IWGP champion, same as Brock Lesnar. Like, that alone.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that they mentioned he's wrestled in different promotions. They didn't say TNA specifically.
No, they never will.
But they did reference it in a roundabout way, and I love that he keeps his name. I love that he keeps his gimmick. It's like with Kevin,
like halfway,
CM Punk, you know?
Like halfway through, I was like, can we just focus that AJ Styles is in the ring? Like, yes, he's there, but it's AJ Styles. Yeah. It's the phenomenal one.
Like
it's
Samoa Joe.
Right.
You know? They didn't give him a new name.
Yeah.
They didn't call him Joe the Destroyer. Or,
yeah.
You know, the Mastodon Vader.
God damn it.
hurts to talk.
Yeah. But then, and so, the two real big stories coming out of the Rumble are Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar eliminating the entire Wyatt family except for Bray. And then when Bray comes out, they climb back in the ring and eliminate Lesnar.
Let me use part of my energy on the rant for this. How stupid is it that they say there's no rules in the Royal Rumble, so that's legal. You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if they come in and eliminate Brock Lesnar for Bray Wyatt, why don't they just stick around and eliminate everybody? And have Bray Wyatt win. Why did they leave after that? That makes no sense. I get they're setting up a match at WrestleMania between Bray and Brock, which, by the way, I don't want to see.
Really?
I don't want to see Bray Wyatt get demolished again.
Oh, well, I mean.
I want to see the lead up to it. I want to see Bray Wyatt on a mic against Paul Heyman on a mic.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to like the match.
I'll like the match, probably, but I'll hate the fact that Brock Lesnar will kill it.
And the fact that Bray Wyatt will actually get some wins, maybe, if they decide that they want to fucking at least look like he has a chance. Leading up to it.
It's time to make Bray look strong so we can lose.
Yep.
Every year.
Every feud.
Yeah, I just thought it was ridiculous that they would come in, help him, and then that's it. You know? And the other big news from that, let's just get to it. Let's just do it so Dalton can jerk off real quick and we can get on to the other news. Go ahead, Asa. I'm going to suck on a hole.
Surprise entrant number 30 and winner of the Royal Rumble and new WWE Heavyweight Champion. Triple goddamn H.
Fuck you, Hunter.
First Helmsley.
Yeah. No. Double H. Who picked it? He called it.
He texted. I also called it. Like,
you know,
it was the first
show though.
It was the first, like, he's like, oh, Hunter said this thing. And I was like, yes, that was also going to be my pick. Just he got the scoop on it because you hadn't heard that Triple H was a heavy favorite.
But you know the rules of the show. If Hunter does it, it's good. If you do it, it's bad.
No.
Zach?
Oh, God.
I hear him getting angry.
Triggered.
Bye.
No.
Stay here. I need you.
Dalton, how do you feel about Triple H winning the title?
You know, at least they got the best heel in the company right now with it on, with the belt on him.
Owens?
No.
The best deal? What?
The best heel.
Oh, the best heel. Yeah, no.
Because.
No. Stephanie McMahon is not champion.
Roman Reigns was the best heel.
Oh, snap.
I mean, if you think about it, at least Triple H will be there most of the weeks. He won't be doing active matches. We'll see him a lot more. He's a part-timer that I can get behind because I'll at least get to see him every week.
My biggest problem with
remember back when that was something you dreaded? Oh, God, I have to see Triple H every week. Remember when everyone hated that?
I never was like that.
I was like
that.
Well,
okay, and some backstory is, who is your favorite wrestler of all time? Dalton.
Triple H, yeah.
So that's, there you go. It'd be like if... Because everyone else would be furious if Corporate Kane came out and won at number 30.
Oh, no,
I would be so happy with that. But it's...
But Triple H, but Corporate Kane is not one of those guys that everyone accuses of putting himself over. Whereas Triple
and
H...
And even on Monday, like, because surprise, surprise, the Authority starts the show on Raw with a 30-minute promo.
Well, at least they're doing something different.
Oh, wait. And, like, they do such a... They try so hard to attack the fans to make them boo... Because they're trying very, very hard to make Triple H not be cheered against Roman Reigns. And then, which we'll get into this later, we'll get into that later because that's going to be a whole nother six rants. And he's even like, and the way they did it on Raw makes sense where he's like, I don't need to be WWE champion. I wanted to be WWE champion. So I made myself WWE champion. And like, okay, that makes sense.
Is that a middle finger?
It has to be. Like, that just feels so much like art imitating life too much.
A little off topic, but I'll tie it together. Did you watch, or I know you're not an X-Files fan. You didn't see the first first episode. In the first episode of the revival, Mulder and Scully are in a car, and they're talking to this guy who's asking them about the X-Files. And Scully's telling him, we put that behind us. We both moved on with our careers. It's basically art imitating life. They're saying, yes, the X-Files were important, mm-hmm. but we've moved on, and now we're being pulled back into it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a little wink at the fans saying, hey, we get it. You know, right. Here's us. And it seems like Triple H is doing the same thing. I didn't have to be champion. I wanted to be.
Right.
Fuck you, internet wrestling community.
Right.
And then he goes back to NXT.
As a face.
Hey,
yeah.
NXT wrestling, internet wrestling community.
Yeah. But the thing that really bothers me about it are the people that he eliminated to win. Because he destroyed Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And he eliminated, the final elimination of the match was against Dean Ambrose, who is someone that the fans have responded to, even with his, like, ridiculous, nonsensical feuds and booking. The people are behind him. Hardcore. Like, go back and watch those matches with Seth Rollins, especially the Money in the Bank one where they thought he had won it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people are ready for Dean Ambrose to be WWE champion, and I think that would have been a way more compelling story than, oh, look, it's more of the Authority, and it's going to be Roman Reigns.
Did you hear that apparently Dean Ambrose being in the ring was the audible? It was plan B. When it was clear that Roman Reigns was not getting the reaction that they wanted, they put Ambrose as the final person instead. Because it is a little odd, considering the angle, that Ambrose would be the last one in the ring and not Roman Reigns. You know? It seems like Roman Reigns would be the last one to make it more.
I'm glad they didn't. Especially, I'm glad they didn't won because the bullshit, he gets stretchered out midway through the match only to return.
If he had won after that, I think I would have been angrier, honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, I like that he was pretty much taken out almost immediately. Like, he came back, he attacked Sheamus and the League of Nations, and then Triple H put him out.
Which, again, if you're the League of Nations and you're beating up Roman Reigns on the outside, why not throw him in and then throw him out?
Right.
Nonsensical.
Yeah.
Terrible booking.
Also, speaking of terrible booking and television production, anyone know what happened to Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, I saw a replay later.
We saw a replay. I think that could have been because of the fatal error that happened.
Nope.
Oh, it was not.
Nope. On the internet, everyone was like, wait, what happened to Kofi? We saw him. He was riding on Big E's shoulders. He took a fan's popcorn, and then Roman Reigns got attacked. And then we see Xavier Woods is laid out and spilled popcorn everywhere, because apparently at some point Chris Jericho, like,
did that triangle dropkick thing where he bounces off one rope and then kicks off to the other.
Yeah.
Which they did not show until the replay.
Yeah.
Great production value was on that show.
Yep.
And they like to, and they really, really like to spotlight Kofi Kingston on the Royal Rumble. It's the one time, two times a year.
They spotlight his elimination.
Yeah, because he always, him and John Morrison were always the two guys that could have the craziest.
Yeah.
Kofi Shelton Benjamin at the, Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit annoying. I loved the Royal Rumble, the whole thing.
It was a good show.
If I was to take anything out of it, just have Roman Reigns laying on the outside the whole time instead of being stretchered out. Cause then
look how tough he is. He overcame even more odds than we thought that, and he already had more odds to overcome than anyone ever.
Yeah. And I feel like they went with Dean Ambrose and Triple H in case they decide to change their minute, or change their mind last minute, and for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match at WrestleMania.
Well, now we got the main event of Fastlane, which they announced on Raw is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. The winner of that faces Triple H at WrestleMania. You know what I hate most about this? Excuse me. I do apologize for my voice. I'm so sorry. I hate the fact that means Triple H will main event WrestleMania again. Guaranteed.
Yep.
Are you really mad about that?
I'm mad about that.
Triple H is not a big enough name in 2016 to be main eventing WrestleMania. That has to be desperation, them not knowing what to do with all of their major stars injured, and flat out ego.
Exactly. I feel and it makes me wonder who is the real Triple H. Is Triple H the guy on Raw who makes himself the champion? Or if it's Vince McMahon's call, he doesn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always says, oh, well, you know, it's not Cena's fault, but Cena never said no to any of this.
Right.
Neither did Triple H, obviously.
Yeah.
So does Triple H, is he the egotistical politician that wins the titles over the young talent?
Or is he
the guy that puts over the young talent and builds an empire for them?
Right.
Who is the real Triple H?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be a fascinating question to be able to answer eventually.
In about 3 months.
Do you want to know what my biggest problem is with that triple threat main event?
Yes.
Well, there's two co-main problems. One, could you telegraph any fucking harder that Bray Wyatt is going to take Lesnar out of that match? I'm asking, like, is, I mean, yeah, it, is it. Anyone,
just for the
is,
record, he asked that question and both Ali and Dalton turned to me. Like, I don't know.
No, well, just whoever, like, I don't, like, is anyone going to be surprised when that happens? Is that going to be a shock?
No, because they've got to set up that WrestleMania match.
I didn't think of that until just now. You got a point.
So Bray Wyatt probably gets kidnapped and his soul stolen. Brock Lesnar gets kidnapped and his soul stolen by Bray Wyatt. So that leaves Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Which you know who's gonna win.
And the other thing that really pisses me off, how long has the Authority now been trying to get the title off of Roman Reigns?
It happened Night of Champions or Survivor Series, one of those two.
It's been months that they've stripped him of the title, and they don't want him to be champion. So, let's give him a shot to have a title match.
That's what I don't get. If you hate Roman, from a storyline, like, as a writer.
Oh, well, it's best for business, so that's how we're gonna cover this massive plot hole. Go fuck yourselves.
I mean, you can't say that though, because that's always been the story.
I can and I am. Also, is there does he not get a rematch clause? Was that like every other champion ever gets a rematch clause? Oh, except Roman Reigns, because we don't want him to be champion. But he can have an opportunity to win this match.
And like you said, this means that he will come out of WrestleMania a three-time WWE champion.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's going to have to pin his best friend, Dean Ambrose, again for a chance at it.
To face Triple H at WrestleMania for the title.
Because remember when everyone was like, ooh, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is the main event? That's gross. This is worse to me. This is so much worse.
Because Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar was a good match. It was brutal.
Roman
Reigns proved himself in that match.
And don't get me wrong. I don't think it'll be a bad match. I just have no desire to see it.
Not as a main event.
Especially considering, like, I think Triple H's last match should have been against Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
His WrestleMania 30, that should have been the end of the Authority. That should have been Triple H's last match. And okay, give him the Sting match. That's fine. Whatever. It was not fine. The way that played out was terrible. Which lends to the whole, you know, politician.
Yeah.
Am I going over?
Right.
Type thing.
Right.
But now it almost feels like a carbon copy of, okay, we're screwing over the babyface, which it has been the entire time. It's been Daniel Bryan and Stone Cold Steve Austin mashed together to make the Roman Reigns story.
The storyline of the heel Authority figure is so cliched and overplayed at this point that it's boring.
Someone on Reddit posted, like, you know what would be great? Chris Jericho as a face general manager.
Yeah.
I would watch that. That would be amazing.
Bring Mike
just
Adamley
back. Have, like, don't you dare. Don't put that evil. No. Face Vicky Guerrero. She left a face. She could come back a face to fight the Authority off.
Now, you know, that reminds me. Face and heel are both wrestling terms. Dalton, in this week's installment of Teach a Noob About Wrestling, I hear you've got some phrases for young Allie.
Okay, so this week, I found two terms. Oh, I thought that was my phone. I want to ask, can you tell me what a curtain jerker is? I finally found the funny one that I've been wanting to say for a while.
Can you use it in a sentence?
That's what I was about to ask, actually.
Okay, Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens were the curtain jerkers for the Royal Rumble. It's a poor choice, but it's the only one that you will understand if you give you good context.
Oh, goodness.
This is when we need 2K16 with the wrestler themes.
See?
Oh, you got the 2K?
I got the 2K. I got Samoa Joe on that 2K.
And don't download it. Don't download the DLC.
Or you'll end up like me and have to restart.
Thanks again. Let's get 2K for making a broken DLC. Just like last year.
And just like the year before with the NWO.
Every year, it's the gift that keeps giving. Allie!
What's
the curtain jerker?
I had an answer, and then you started talking about something else.
Well, it was silent.
Is it when you keep going under the ring to get something?
No, alright, so the curtain jerkers are jerking the curtain is, it's fun to say, it's just fun. It's the opening match, it's the two people that are the opening match.
Oh, you okay. Have the that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's just like a play, because curtain opens up.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What's your other term?
Gigging. What happens whenever a wrestler is gigging?
Gigging?
Gigging.
Like giggity giggity?
No. Shut up. This ain't your bit. This is mine.
It's my show.
That's fine. It's my bit.
He's so proud of this.
It's a little bit.
It's like everything else in my life. All right, what's gigging?
I did so well last week.
Oh, I don't even know this one.
You really don't know what gigging is?
He said it last week.
I said it last week,
yeah. Is it cutting yourself?
Yep. Son of a bitch. Yeah, that's what it is. So a gig is whenever they take the blade out?
Yeah.
A gig is when they do that. That's what the gig is.
So.
Blading. Yeah, blading is the other term.
Juicing.
Oh, okay.
Juicing, yeah. Showing color. Damn it.
All right. So, okay.
That was
I
fun
one
this week.
Yeah, you stumped the noob.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now stop flirting. Back to the show. Also, at Monday Night Raw, AJ Styles beat Chris Jericho. Is this what you were waiting for?
This is the thing that I want to talk about.
All right,
so, in the 30-minute authority promo that they opened the fucking show with, they're super hamming it up, like, oh, yeah, we love watching people suffer. Blah, blah, fucking blah. We're the bad guys. Do you get it? We do what we want because we own the company. Stephanie McMahon says, it's fun to watch you fans think that, follow your pipe dreams, thinking that your heroes like Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar or AJ Styles might win the Rumble and the championship. The crowd responds with a huge AJ Styles chant. Vince McMahon's response to that is looking around and saying, who? I repeat, Vince McMahon, who just spent millions of dollars, I have to assume, to sign this man, responds with, who?
I get that it's...
It is blatant disrespect and terrible. And when Sting, for the longest time, refused to even talk to WWE, because the first time Booker T, the WCW champion, was in the same ring as The Rock, and The Rock looks at Booker T and says, who in the hell are you? And Sting was just so upset by that lack of respect that he pretty much said, yeah, I'm not going to go there. And it kept him out of the WWE for, what, 15 years?
Yeah. Should have kept him out permanently, honestly.
That Seth Rollins match is worth it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
was it for Sting?
It's better. I mean, it was better than most of the stuff he did in TNA.
Well, yeah. I mean, his podcast is better than most of the stuff he's done in
TNA. Other than him having
it's WCW.
And then, but then Vince then follows it up with he doesn't care who it is because no matter who it is, he will end up at the bottom of our shoe.
Well, this is just leading up to the big angle
and
AJ Styles is gonna. He's gonna beat Vince. Well, he'll beat Triple A.
Oh no, because because Roman Reigns, he's gonna get that win for, and it's the same thing with The Rock coming in another 30-minute talking segment where he runs down Lana and Rusev and the New Day, and they're all gonna get, you know.
You do realize AJ Styles is already wasted. Am I the only one that thinks that?
No.
Here's why. You have AJ Styles. Huge name, right? Huge signing. He comes out at the Rumble. He doesn't win. He comes out on Raw. He beats Chris Jericho. Yes, he beat Chris Jericho. But why do you not have a storyline planned out for AJ Styles already?
It's going to get
there.
He's
like Neville. He's coming out. He'll have good matches. But are they doing anything with him yet? No. What about when they do something with him? He's just going to be in a mid-card feud.
Well, and that goes with my theory for like how last year they did the ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
I kind of think they may be doing something similar again this year. But this year it being... Neville, AJ Styles, Owens, Dean Ambrose, Jericho, and then throw in
Kane.
Luke Harper,
Kane, like a big man.
Kofi.
Like, that would be so cool. But at the same time, I kind of feel like Dean Ambrose has earned,
an actual match.
An actual, like, feud and match. Well, like, especially coming off of this amazing Kevin Owens one.
Why will they not? I don't understand, Miss McMahon. You have AJ Styles. He's hot. Why not immediately throw him in and make money? Why do you want him to cool off first?
See, and that's you really think that Triple H being in another WrestleMania main event is a bigger, and maybe it is, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we're just internet wrestling.
Exactly. Player. When we don't know anything about anything, but like, I don't think Triple H is WWE champion going in to WrestleMania as the champion and being the main event. Wouldn't it make a huge impact if it was AJ Styles? Like, say the exact same finish happens, like you take out Roman Reigns, the League of Nations takes out Roman Reigns, and then so it's AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and whoever in the final three, and have AJ Styles come in at 30 instead of Triple H.
Yeah.
And
big surprise, and then everybody goes nuts.
You could even have AJ Styles align himself with the Authority and be like, I finally sold out. Like, this is my big money contract. They guaranteed me this championship. They guaranteed me my WrestleMania. I mean, him coming in as a heel immediately, I think, would be difficult to work with.
Yeah.
But, or him being the one to bring down the Authority.
He's hot. Give him something to do. Don't just put him out there in matches.
Yeah. Like, and, cause, I mean, the spectacle of him wrestling in a WWE ring is amazing. Like, yeah. Even still, like, watching him, like, he's wrestling Chris Jericho right now on Raw. That's crazy.
But it'll only get you so far.
It will. And he, of all people, deserves, like, a really good story to introduce himself to the fans other than, am I going to hit the Styles Clash this time?
And not only that, you have to remember, AJ Styles, despite the fact that this is his first time in the WWE, he is not a spring chicken. He's not old by any means, but no. He's also not a Tyler Breeze. He doesn't have a lot of time left in wrestling, not at the level he's at. So you need to use him now while you can before, you know, you don't have him to push that way anymore.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Vaughn, what do you think?
You know, I don't think they're wasting Styles yet. He is showing what he is. AJ Styles has never been the most interesting character in wrestling. He is a good character in wrestling.
I have to agree with Dalton. No,
okay.
But his biggest thing is that he is a fantastic talent.
I'm going to tear you both apart.
Well, no, let me defend myself first in that TNA never, other than the fact that he was a homegrown boy in TNA and he was fantastic, they never gave him anything to do. In my opinion, they never gave him the great story.
Okay.
Remember that stupid, paternity test storyline that he had?
We don't talk about Claire Lynch, but
yeah,
it's okay.
One of the worst things of all time.
Hey, it gave us bad influences.
That's true. Christopher Daniels and,
Kazarian.
Kazarian, yeah. But he goes to Japan, he does the Bullet Club, fantastic storyline, fantastic angle. But I don't think he's ever had that big money feud with a storyline to back it up. Now you're gonna tear us apart. What do you got?
Not really tear you apart, but he has been in TNA that long. So it's not like he could ever really have a big story because they don't know how to do that. The closest thing that I would say they gave him there were two instances where it looked like they were going to put him as the face of the company.
Yeah.
The first one being when he was with I can't remember the name of the group now, but the group that ended up feuding with Main Event Mafia.
Legacy. No.
No.
Legacy.
Fortune.
Fortune. Thank you.
Legacy.
When him.
You're making me raise my voice about that.
So whenever he was like the big one with, going up against Main Event Mafia. The second one being with Aces and Eights, which was arguably, other than Hogan coming in and ruining everything, the biggest storyline that TNA had done at the time. Who's the mystery leader? There's all this. After it was revealed that it was Bully Ray, there were weeks where AJ Styles, completely different music, completely different look. He had his hair down.
Wasn't this when he did almost the Crow Sting stuff?
Very much so. It was kind of like knockoff Crow Sting, but he played that character really well. And that was really intriguing. And again, it kind of seemed like he was going to be the guy. And then it just kind of petered out. Then he moves to New Japan where he was the guy.
Yeah.
That Bullet Club storyline, while it had already been going on, with Finn Balor, him coming in and kicking out Finn Balor as the leader. And like, he was really able to, like, they did give him a lot of stuff to do. And every time
he owned it.
And every time that they gave him something, he destroyed it.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
So I there's no reason that he wouldn't be able to do that with all of the video packages and the talent that WWE has, that he could not come in with just one of the better storylines.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was going to say Vince Russo, in his infinite wisdom, said that it was great for the people live, but how many people at home knew who AJ Styles was?
A lot, because it was it's before the Rumble was even over. It was the most watched clip that WWE had on YouTube.
That was pretty stupid of him to say that.
Yeah.
Vince Russo is just, he is a shit stain.
Bro, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up, Asa.
I have no memory of that, so I can't.
We don't like Vince Russo here.
Nobody likes Vince Russo anywhere. Like, China maybe likes him because I think he did a show with her, or does shows with her. Not talking shows.
Sunny style? Okay.
Yeah. The other thing I want to say about Styles, his fucking entrance music. That's a badass theme. Yeah. I love that theme.
Well, cause whenever it first played, and again, the only focus was on Roman Reigns.
We all looked at each other like,
I thought it was the Godfather. Yeah, cause you hear that church, or you hear that like kind of church organ, and I was like, Godfather?
Did he find Jesus?
Like, is it, what's, or, you know, New Day theme? On, which, that's, I also kind of think the New Day needs a new theme, but that's a whole other.
Speaking of New Day, let's get off AJ Styles for a little bit, because I want to see where he goes from here. Mm-hmm. It's a little too early to say whether they've succeeded or failed already.
No, yeah. I don't think that, unless they actively want him to fail, which, again, you just spent how much money signing this guy.
Yeah. I heard it's a big contract.
It's a,
it would have, yeah.
Because apparently he was leveraging TNA against them. That's what Dixie Carter says.
Which,
anyway,
speaking of, there may be legal trouble for WWE over AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson coming up.
Because of what we talked
about. What we talked about just now. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep an eye on that. But speaking of New Day. New Day was on Raw going against The Rock.
All right, so.
Makes his big return to wrestling. Do you care, Asa?
Nope.
Dalton. Allie.
God damn it. Can I please say what I was going to?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so I got super excited when I saw that. Like, I saw a still of it on Facebook, and I was like, I'm checking this video out on WWE. So I was on the YouTube page last night, and The Rock's only really good line is he said the unicorn horns look like a bunch of llama penises.
You can't say penises on TV.
But the
New Day say that?
Yeah, like they all kind of huddled around. It's like, you can't say penises on TV. You can't say penises on TV. They said it like four times.
Yeah, the New Day's reaction to it was great. So you have them two going back and forth, and they were going to go to the ring to attack The Rock, and they were like, oh, we don't need to do that. We're the champions. You're not. They walk, they start going up the ramp, and The Rock stops, and he's like, all right, well, plan A obviously didn't work to get you in the ring with me, so we're going to switch to plan B. And he says plan B and Big E. You can hear him on the mic say, I got snipped years ago. I'm fine with, I don't need plan B. Just in, like, I heard that, and I was like, Jesus Christ. They need to stop miking these guys. They're just fantastic. Like,
bone this man.
So, yeah, within the last week, we had Kofi Kingston on Sports Center saying, bone this man.
Bone me.
On Royal Rumble, we have Xavier Woods saying about how a man has needs. And then we have Big E alluding to a vasectomy on live television.
You guys said at the Rumble, I didn't see this, but apparently Triple H or Roman Reigns said motherfucker? What was it?
There was a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of motherfuckers being thrown around in that match.
Watch Triple H eliminate Roman Reigns, and then Triple H, like, did the suck it and said, I think he said suck it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then I think you see Roman Reigns say motherfucker a few times.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, they're not cutting away from it.
Kevin Owens said, welcome to WWE, and then chucked AJ Styles out.
And then, yeah, and then you hear,
I think Xavier Luke was like, hey, AJ.
Yeah, and then Luke Harper was like, bye bye, AJ. Like, they were all fucking with him hard. And I was like, man, he's going to pay like kick one of you guys really good one of these days. He's just going to, and he's, AJ Styles is kind of wrestling good away with that shit. I think he could just,
well, and I don't, it's not,
cuss somebody and get away with it.
I don't think he's, you know, I don't think they were doing it to be, like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't intentional angry bullying.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was, I think it was all just kind of, like, welcome to the, because you have to assume that everyone in that locker room has a huge respect for AJ Styles.
Oh, they have.
He is a huge, like, he's a,
including Triple H. Like, I'm sure Vince McMahon.
Yeah, like, an almost an 18 year veteran, they said.
Yeah.
He's wrestled every big name in wrestling. Besides the WWE guys.
Yep.
He's wrestled Punk, he's wrestled Joe, he's wrestled Kurt Angle, he's wrestled...
Lesnar?
No, not yet.
Oh, hopefully soon.
Oh, man. So, when we were watching the Rumble, anytime AJ Styles had to be, like, a move against Ryback or Titus O'Neil almost killed him on that back. Like,
he's precious cargo!
Yeah, oh, Asa and I was threatening to kill some people. I was like, I swear to God, you hurt AJ Styles.
Sami Zayn came out, we were all just like, be careful. And then he's like, oh, he got eliminated. And then Brock Lesnar came out, like, the next entry, like, that's, you know what? This is fair. This is okay.
I do remember making the prediction whenever Brock Lesnar got eliminated. Sorry for interrupting you. And we were just like, the next entrant, we were just like, Lesnar's going to just destroy that guy. And then it was Dolph Ziggler, and we all got really sad, and he just fucking hightails it to the ring. We were like, good choice. Solid choice.
Not a lot of people are talking about it, but can we give props to The Miz?
Oh, yeah.
Lesnar standing tall in the middle of the ring. I came to play hits, and he just comes down and he's talking like he's ready to fight. He's taking off his gear, walks around the ring, grabs a microphone, and says he'll turn Suplex City into Mizney World.
Which was fantastic.
Just,
I love The Miz.
I love The Miz so much.
I did not see Raw, but I read that apparently Goldust has Tourette's again.
Yep.
That is so stupid and pointless.
His stutter came back, and and then, he told R-Truth he was looking for a new partner, and R-Truth reassured him that there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't swing that way.
Get it? Because R-Truth is simple.
Because he was talking about being in a homosexual relationship.
Yeah, gays.
Yeah. Because it's funny.
Because Goldust has always had that kind of.
Yeah. So.
And then Goldust, what he meant is
and
he just needed
the Golden Truth.
Oh, is that their name?
That's what he said. That's what he wanted. He's like, we form a tag team and we call it the Golden Truth.
I mean, Goldust at Booker T was some of my favorite skits. Remember when Booker T had the lightsaber? Yeah, Ali, you need to see that clip. That was fantastic.
And then also, Bo Dallas beat Flo Rida
in a rap
battle.
You mean Bo Rida?
Bo Rida.
They actually had a poll on WWE.com asking who won, and Bo Rida won. So maybe that'll start a push for him.
Yeah. And, well, we can start a push now he's wearing a singlet.
We got a couple of. I'm surprised we aren't talking more about The Rock. Like.
Because it doesn't matter. Like, he's going to
come
in.
He's going to be at Mania?
Yeah. I think they already announced that he was going to be there.
Wrestle at Mania?
No.
Doubt it.
Because I always heard the big thing was it was going to be Rock versus Triple H.
He will be in New Day, or, if he was in New Day's corner. He will be in the Usos' corner against,
probably when they win the titles.
When they win the titles from the New Day, he'll probably take out Xavier Woods throughout the match to even the odds. And so that'll be their.
Yeah, because that's fair.
Big family WrestleMania moment.
Xavier Woods is all of
Xavier Woods is a bard, and he gives amazing buffs to his party. So.
And he's also like 5'11 and like 210 pounds against The Rock, who is like a solid 6'6 and 300
who
pounds.
Who doesn't have to undergo the same testing that WWE superstars do now.
What are you insinuating?
Nothing. I'm just stating a fact.
But yeah, no, I'm just.
I had to swallow. I couldn't.
I really liked whenever The Rock came in and had that.
Of course
bit with,
you did.
No, with Rusev a few months, like a year ago. Whatever.
No.
Fuck that, where he beats Rusev, or he embarrasses Rusev, throws him out of the ring, and now he comes back and does nothing but allude to the fact that he had slept with Lana and that Rusev's not a real man.
Well, don't you remember when Rusev got his heat back, though?
Oh, yeah, but Rusev was able to, happen? That never happened? Okay.
It's good that The Rock could come in occasionally, completely tear down
against,
all the wrestlers on
against
the roster.
Against the television champion.
Yeah.
Rusev is the new TV champion. So did you see that?
Yeah.
He tweeting about it. He also said that Vince McMahon's a better hugger than Bayley.
Oh, man, Rusev's a son of a bitch.
True.
Speaking of Rusev, let's go on to the news. We only got about 10 minutes left. Thank God, because my throat is on fire. Again, so sorry for the voice. So sorry. I will not be on Taylor Thursday tomorrow. I'm going to let them do the show. apparently, Lana has new heat backstage. Did you guys read about this?
No.
Of all people, this is on 41 Mania, and you know they check and recheck the facts. According to Conan says that Lana is in trouble backstage because she yelled at Rusev at an airport. And it looked really, really bad. And apparently there's heat on Rusev, too, for not standing up for himself.
Oh, good for not beating
I'm calling shenanigans on that because, one,
for
Conan's
so many
with, because Conan's on Lucha Underground. Why would, I don't know.
Why is there any connection between Conan and Rusev?
Two, John Morrison never got in trouble because when any of the times Melina removed his balls in front of everyone.
Yeah, but this is a new WWE.
Yeah, it's PG, which means shouldn't be being.
I mean, and it's not like he has anywhere to go but up at this point. So yeah, as much because he should be a
I think he should be
a former WWE champion by now.
The big thing is that Lana just got out of the doghouse because you remember the thing with her accidentally revealing that
them getting engaged.
Yeah.
And TMZ.
She released the news to TMZ accidentally.
Yeah, and not only that, but then later she got in the big Twitter fight with Paige.
And
where
they literally,
Paige a bully.
And literally, like, just the other day, I was scrolling through my Twitter and
they posted a picture together.
Of them hugging.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess that's good.
And now she's in trouble again.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. But if it's true, I feel like, you think Lana, I love Lana. She's a great character. She was a great character.
Yeah.
Now she's.
When she had stuff to do.
Yeah, now she's just attractive. Which is most of the divas.
So is Rusev.
Nikki Bella had successful surgery.
Successful neck surgery, yeah. So she'll be out for a while because it was like major neck surgery.
I don't know if she'll ever be back, honestly. Like, in my opinion, I don't think she will. I think the what is that show called?
Total Divas.
Total Divas and her other stuff, I just don't see her coming back to wrestle. And I know that's not a big loss for anybody but me.
Well, I know, I don't like the fact that she's the longest running Divas champion, but. She had some really good matches. I will say that. She wasn't a complete shit wrestler.
Someone posted...
I don't like when somebody's career ends.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
No, if you do, you're a bastard.
Dick. Yeah.
Someone posted the stats of her wrestling. They compared her to AJ. and their records during their because they both had a similar time as champion.
Yeah.
And Nikki Bella actually wrestled more than AJ did and defended the title more. Now, of course, the matches weren't as good. Yeah. But it's like you said, at least give her the props that she did go out there and do it. She wasn't she didn't just sit back and do nothing.
Yeah.
So that's good for her. Good for her.
Well, just speaking of Divas, the storyline progression, because at the Rumble, the big news coming from the Divas division was Charlotte beats...
That's actually my next
one. Oh, was it?
Yeah, good. Go for it.
Okay, so Charlotte beat Becky Lynch with the help of Ric Flair.
Yeah, good match.
Which they didn't show it on the actual pay-per-view, but that you can see there's a still of it, I think, on WWE's Instagram, of Becky leaning against the announce table crying. Because she's so upset about losing.
Yeah, you could see
which don't show that on television to really enhance the character or the emotion.
I saw it a few times. I even mentioned it.
But, so, after the match, Sasha Banks' music hits. She comes out. Looks like she's going to attack Charlotte. Ends up attacking Becky Lynch. They kind of tease the BFF reunion. And then...
Which we all dreaded, by the way.
Because it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, if Charlotte wasn't the champion, I think it would have made a lot of sense. Sasha attacks Charlotte, puts her in the bank statement, makes a statement with the bank statement. Thank you, Michael Cole.
I get it now.
It's a shame that Charlotte didn't get that statement because Charlotte got up immediately.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
She was up immediately and just looked at her like, oh, you got me.
How dare you?
And a chokehold submission.
Completely no-sold her finisher.
For 20 seconds. And then, old man Rick couldn't get up to sexually assault Sasha, so she was kind of SOL for the time.
Was cock ring slipped off.
Ding! on Raw, Sasha wrestled Becky Lynch, ended up winning, but there was no interview, there was no vignette, there was nothing, so you don't really know, is Sasha a face, is she a heel, like,
I mean, the best way she could work is as a cool heel, a tweener, yeah, if you will.
Which, and honestly,
Allie, do you know what a tweener is?
Someone who's in between a heel and a face.
Very good.
No curtain jerker.
to me, like, and what I think is going to happen is what I would love to see is the whole Divas Revolution triple threat for the Divas Championship.
Yeah.
So you have heel Charlotte and Ric Flair, you have face Becky Lynch, and then you have kind of the tweener in between Sasha Banks.
What about Paige? Is there a place for her?
Considering the fact that her and Natalia, she came out and celebrated Natalia's win. No.
Yeah,
because ridiculous. Now they're friends again because Total Divas started up. Ridiculous. And we have to forget that she locked her in a closet like 3 months ago.
What's awful about Total Divas too is that their storylines run concurrent with the storylines that are on Raw. Except they taped Total Divas months ago.
Yeah.
It's not like they filmed it yesterday.
Yeah, it's...
My throat hurts.
So, speaking of filming in days, we got a really big tease of somebody that showed up on the Titantron at NXT this week, and that would be...
Damn it, that's my next note. Goddamn.
Well, sorry we're trying to keep you from talking.
I know.
As you're chewing on a lozenge in the microphone.
I don't know if it's coming across on the mic or if you guys realize this, but I'm yelling. Like, this is not me talking. I am trying to yell.
And that's
right
why
now.
That's why we're trying to talk for you, buddy.
So, who is it, though?
The NXT taping was tonight.
Yeah.
And WWE.com announced it, and they showed a video for him on NXT, Dalton.
Shinsuke motherfucking Nakamura.
Name not finalized. Maybe Toyota Mitsubishi. What'd you say his name was going to be?
Nintendo Mitsubishi. That was mine. Or what was yours?
Doesn't matter.
It was like Pizza Radio.
It was Pizza Pasta, because that was the original name of the
Mario.
Italian boxer from Punch-Out.
Was it really?
Yeah. But then anyway, it was too offensive, so they changed it.
So anyway, let's get back to the fact that we have Shinsuke Nakamura showing up at NXT.
Well, he's not at NXT. William Regal announced that he's going to be at NXT TakeOver Dallas, where he will be wrestling Sami Zayn.
Zayn's gonna die.
Dalton, put your erection away, please.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I may have to go to a doctor after this.
Here is my question that I wrote down on the notes because I wrote a note.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows are going to get called up to the main roster. That's the rumor. AJ Styles is already on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Nakamura should be on the main roster, or do you think sending him to NXT is the best thing? I think we said a couple weeks ago that Nakamura should be the only one that went to NXT.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're actually going through with what we suggested. But do you think that I'm not trying to play the race card. I'm not. Do you think it's because he's Japanese and that a Japanese wrestler would do better in NXT?
No, I think it's because he is only wrestled for Japanese television, and even like when Finn Balor came in, he had so much to learn. If Daniel Bryan says that he needs to go to NXT and they're developmental to learn how to do the American style, the WWE style, then everyone should need it.
No.
Whereas Doc Gallows was already, Luke Gallows in WWE, Festus, he knows how to work for WWE.
Biscuits are great.
You have to assume Carl Anderson, similar, has previous American wrestling experience.
Now, I don't think Nakamura needs to learn the angles of like the cameras. I think he needs to learn the WWE style. Because for one, if you watch any Nakamura entrance, that man is a showman.
Yeah.
Don't know what he's saying, but God, he is entertaining. He's like the Japanese Shawn Michaels. He's a very flashy. You watch the AJ Styles match at Wrestle Kingdom 10. He is a showman through and through. He's just not American. I think he needs to learn the WWE style, because I made a comment of all you need is one of those green guys, this WWE Bronson, Josh Biddle, Tough Enough winner. He just needs to take one knee wrong and he is done. Because Nakamura is known as the King of Strong Style. And that alley means that he wrestles a very, very stiff style. He lands a lot of strikes. A lot of his aren't.
He doesn't pull them.
They sound like they hurt because they actually hurt.
Yeah.
He's one of those wrestlers that is a real good personification of, just because you know it's going to happen doesn't mean it hurts less.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to hit you. Doesn't mean it's not going
to
hurt.
Yeah, you're just going to be able to know how to take it.
I will say I'm going to make my bold prediction for NXT TakeOver Dallas. After the match, Hideo Itami re-debuts and attacks Nakamura.
And that needs to be the second biggest NXT
match ever.
Like, that needs to be, it needs to be the women's feud, it needs to be Nakamura, Itami, and then it needs to be the championship.
Last thing we'll talk about, and we'll call this a day, and I'm gonna...
I have one other thing that I wanted to bring up.
You first. Well, is it about Nakamura?
No.
Okay, well then let me go real quick.
Okay. It's from Raw, and whining again.
Well, alright, cool, so we'll go back on this, you go ahead and...
I was gonna say, they changed, what was her name before it was Asuka?
Asuka, I can't think of it, but yeah, they changed her name.
They changed her name to Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
Kenta became Hideo Itami.
Yep.
Do you think they'll let Nakamura keep his name since it was such a big deal that they signed him? Or do you think they will change his name?
Considering Itami was pretty close to being the Hulk Hogan of Japan, I think they'll change his name. I'm okay with it, because I was okay with... I'm not going to say I was okay with it, the way they did it with Itami, because they announced him as Kenta and then changed his name to Itami. Well,
they did the same thing with
Fergal Devitt, too.
Well, like, no.
It was Prince Devitt, and then...
It morphs into Finn Balor.
But you don't see that on NXT. You saw that if you watched somebody recording it.
Kana was her name, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah. I'm fine with it because people aren't going to know who Nakamura are. We are going to know who Nakamura are. Full Sail University crowd is going to know who Nakamura is. But the casual fan that WWE caters to isn't going to know. If they just say that this was a man that beat AJ Styles for the IWPG championship at Wrestle, well, not say the name,
right,
but say he beat AJ Styles, that's all the casual fan needs to know. Because at that point, AJ Styles would have already established himself as a fantastic talent. So I'm okay with him changing his name.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Yeah, so what do you got left?
Okay, so my last gripe against Raw was, so during that opening segment where they say that they will announce the main event of Fastlane and the winner will go on to face Triple H at WrestleMania, the opening match is Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens, and the announcers make a point to say that they are both trying to show off to the authority to show that they deserve a chance in that main event. If you are a wrestler in WWE, and you see what just happened to Roman Reigns, why would you want to try to be champion? What motivation would you have to put yourself in the position that, well, if no, it's going to be us, so we're just going to make your life a living hell? This story is so terrible.
Yeah.
And it needs to die.
And since that's the problem with having a heel authority figure, is since a heel can make the rules, the face has no chance.
Yeah. But what, in saying that they're trying to show off for the authority makes sense because, yeah, you can say, look what they did to Roman Reigns. Look what they did to Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Man had held the belt for a while. A bad knee is what made him lose the belt.
But Seth Rollins also previously had an agreement with the authority and was handed it on a silver platter. Whereas if Triple H is the champion, like you saw the Royal Rumble, in Dolph Ziggler's case, he eliminated you and then went on to win it. Why would you
try to put yourself in that place?
Right. Are you going to be the one that, oh no, they would rather have me as champion instead of
her husband, his son-in-law.
Right.
Yeah. It's a terrible angle.
I hate that it's the one that takes up almost an entire third of this 3-hour show.
Yeah. Now, I wish Rollins was a little bit healthier because I think that they could do an awesome triple.
I wish Rollins was 100% healthier.
Rollins was still champion.
What I would love to see happen, and this is just a really quick thing, is, all right, so you have that triple threat match. Wyatt already takes out Lesnar, so you have Ambrose, Reigns, and then Rollins' music hits, and he comes out wearing not the Power Ranger outfit, but just like street clothes, like he wears an up, up, down, down, and he goes out and he destroys Ambrose and Reigns. Crowd goes crazy because they get Rollins back, and he's a face, and he goes against Triple H.
Well, hold on. You just said he destroys Reigns and Ambrose. He's not going to be a face.
Yeah.
If he destroys Reigns?
Maybe then. Yeah. That's not Ambrose.
No,
Ambrose
yeah.
is like the golden boy.
Yeah.
But they were, I mean.
Do you think Seth Rollins was going to lose against Roman Reigns anyway?
Yeah. Yeah. It hurts me, but yeah. And what I want to see is I want to see a Seth Rollins Triple H match. I don't want to see it for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania.
I feel like that would have been that was the progression of the story. Like that should have been the story they told.
That was the progression. That obviously was because you had Triple H like, oh, Seth Rollins started using his move.
Here's what I think should happen, and I want to happen. Now is the perfect time. I'm gonna take my lozenger out for this one. Now is the perfect time for a Shield reunion. Here's what you do: you have Ambrose or you have Reigns. One of those guys win and go to fight Triple H at WrestleMania. You have Rollins come out and say, when I was hurt, when I was up in the hospital, you know who came to visit me? My brothers. I never saw Triple H. I never saw Stephanie. Nobody came to see me. The authority could have cared less that I was hurt. But Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose did. So he stands with his brothers again. They take down the authority because who in the history of WWE has stood up to Triple H and Legacy and the authority more than the Shield?
Evolution.
Damn
it, Shannon, it's Evolution. It wasn't Legacy. There, got you back for a Legacy.
If it wasn't for the fact that it was almost like not even 2 full years ago that Seth Rollins turned on them to join it, it's just too early for a Shield reunion.
But I think this is as perfect as a time as you're going to get to have a story that will put Seth Rollins back with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
It would be, but...
But it won't happen.
No. I think it's already been... Like, even when he first got hurt, they said he was going to miss WrestleMania, which he could come back early, like, in a non-wrestling
as a talk,
role. Yeah. But
do the triple powerbomb.
I would so much rather him just be like a surprise return. But at the same time, I also think they're going to do the Triple H return where they do the face, you know, the vignettes of him rehabbing and all that. And he'll come back as just the biggest face they have, which would be great, which would be great because then you could have him feud against the biggest face that they want in Roman Reigns.
Oh, those workout montages are going to be so insane.
Those CrossFit.
Remember when we had the idea that Roman Reigns turns heel, gets the title, and then a face Seth Rollins returns to fight him? Biggest face reaction of all time?
Yeah
I think that was...
Thank God they didn't have that. All right. Well, hey, we're going to wrap it up today. Thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry about the voice. Hopefully, I'm not dying. I'll be back to normal in a couple of days. Thank you, Dalton, Asa, and Allie for covering and for making the show listenable. Because I certainly did not. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on Terror Thursday. Not with me, with Jesse. We'll have him do it. He's still got a golden voice. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. And Dalton takes out.
Bone this man.